from the buildup, where is it all going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And the breath can really help this when you move it slow, deep, and full, but you have to connect it with the heart, because the heart actually holds all the emotions that we ever, all the experiences that we ever had are held in the heart.
Mm.
And when we give the heart energy and attention, the heart, all its own wounds heals. That is the magic of the heart.
Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. If you are brand new, I'm so glad that you have found this podcast. And this particular episode, too, is the one that you have landed on. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. I am just in just such a great mood right now after recording this episode. I always like to record them first, and then I come back and do the intro, or I do it later. And it's just... you guys, this episode is just, it's one of the ones that I say this a lot. We have a lot of good episodes, but it's one of the ones where you could just listen to it and you go, wow, that one I will not forget. And it's just, I feel like it's something that I needed in my life right now. I can't wait to tell you guys about the guests. And one of them said at the end of this episode, I feel like I'm like tripping on my words right now, so forgive me because I have so many thoughts that I want to get out right now. But he said, the heart remembers your purpose. And I want you guys to remember him saying that. And I want you to take this into this episode because it is so true. And I've shared this, you know, I don't know, a couple episodes ago, that my life has just been, I'm not even going to say crazy or hard or weird or like bad things have happened. My life has been really freaking fun. I have gone through so many ups and downs over this last year. I can't believe that like August and September and October and the fall and everything is like right around the corner. It's just, it's nuts. But over the last few months, like my life has just been super busy and full and so many lessons learned. And I want to keep sharing more about my life, and I will. But through all of this, there has been a lot of healing and a lot of learning. And I think everything that I've been through, it makes me a better coach. It makes me a better podcaster. It makes me a better friend, a better mom, a better partner. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I know that when you are going through hard shit in that moment, you're just like, how did I let this happen? How did this happen? You know, regardless if that's a traumatic experience or weight gain or anything, it doesn't have to be anything big. It doesn't have to be anything small. But like, I know when you're going through that, it feels disgusting. And you're just like, how did this happen? How am I ever going to get out? And I know that now I can take every single experience that has happened to me and I can turn it and be like, you know what, this is going to make you better. And we have to learn to remove the shame. There's been so many things that have gone on in my life that I wanted to just be like, how? I am an educated, smart woman. Like, how did this ever happen and be my story? And I'm so grateful for right now for everything that I've gone through. And I can't thank you guys enough for being a follower, being a listener. This podcast would not be possible without any of you. And we are nearing, what, 300 episodes, which is just nuts. And you guys, I feel like you've been on this journey with me, and I can't thank you enough for that. But just looking back on everything, I am just so grateful right now for what I have the ability to do and to speak to all of you and you guys listen. And today literally spoke to my heart. And it's all about heart rhythm meditation. Just wait, hear me out. Wait till you hear about this. And when he said, your heart remembers your purpose, wow, I almost cried in this episode too. I got very choked up, like almost opened the floodgates, you guys. But I think that's a really important thing to remember. And that's a great message. It needs to be like on a t-shirt, because your heart will always guide you home. It will always guide you in the right direction. Even if we're not listening, it's still there waiting to give us a message, and it will guide you to your purpose. And I will hold on and cherish that saying that he said there like forever, because it does remember your purpose. And today's episode is going to teach you a way to use that, use your heart, literally your heartbeat, to ground yourself, to use it for your breath, and to remind yourself that no matter what you've gone through, you always, always have and harness the power to create change and to better your life and to be a better human and a better just whatever position you're in, all the different, you know, hats that we wear. And no one can take that from you. No one can take your heart from you. No one can take your purpose from you. And if you have been struggling, you know, in any area of your life, if you have been struggling and you're just like, man, I really do need some grounding. I really do feel like I need to learn my purpose in a whole new way, in a whole new area. This episode is for you. I am beyond grateful. We have two guests on today, this show. They are absolutely adorable and I love them. And I ended with them and I was just like, that was what I needed. I needed to hear that this existed. I needed to hear that I have the power to change my life. I feel like I'm rambling right now, but I cannot get that message across to you guys enough that you have the power. You and only you have the power to create change, to ground yourself, to know your purpose, to be on purpose, and to live your life that way. And if you've been looking for a sign, if you're like, God, just give me a sign, no matter what area that is, this is your sign. You're welcome. Take this as your sign. If you're like, do I do this? Do I not? Am I capable? Like, do I have the power? Is this possible? The answer is yes. And this episode is going to show you a way to do it and to bring that power and that energy into your life and to use something, your heart that is already in your chest that you possess and own that is beating right now. It's going to teach you how to use that and just break through. So, okay, let me introduce our guests because they're just phenomenal. Susanna and Puran, they are co-founders of iAppHeart, and it's a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to helping people access emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being through the transformative practice of heart rhythm meditation, or HRM. Yes, we're talking about meditation, but we're talking about meditating with the rhythm of your heart. How freaking cool is that? Together, they've spent decades developing and teaching their heart-centered approach, which synchronizes breath and heartbeat to create coherence in the body, mind, and spirit. They both studied intensively for over four decades with and now represent, now I'm going to slaughter this, but I'm going to do the best I can, Sufi Master Pir Vellante Inate Khan. Okay. I know I slaughtered the name, but this is a really big deal because now they represent this practice. Susanna is a pioneering teacher of heart-based meditation who work draws from over 40 years of studying psychology, art, and Sufi mystical tradition. She holds a master's in counseling psychology with clinical experience at the University of Vienna. And Puran Bayer brings a unique blend of science and spirituality to his work with his background in mathematics and physics. You guys, they're such a cool partner. They're such a cool pair. He has developed practical techniques that make ancient wisdom both measurable and applicable to modern life. His work with heart rhythm meditation includes collaborations with researchers to study the physiological effects of breath and heart coherence. You guys, I'm telling you, you have this tool beating inside your chest right now. Listen to their words of wisdom. Listen to how to use your breath. And guess what?
Guess what?
They have an app called Breath and Heart. It's free. Download it. Free meditations. Teaches you how to do this. Get it. They are also the author of two incredible books, including Living from the Heart and Energize Your Heart. We will put all of the links to this in the show notes. Run, don't walk, to the show notes and get them. And as always, you guys, I will put in links to my calendar if you need to book a call, if you're looking to move next level, because you may want to after listening to this episode of like, yes, how do I become the best version of myself? Yeah, that's probably going to happen. So my links will always be in there. Everyone, this is incredible. As always, rate and review this podcast. It does wonders for me. And I want to hear what you think after this. So never hesitate to email me. It's melissavogel@gmail.com. And then you can always send me a DM. That always blows up more. It's Melissa Vogel. Send me a DM there. Shoot me an email. I would love to know what you hear about, what you think about this. I would love to hear what you think about this and get your feedback on it. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Hey, Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Life podcast. Today we have Susanna Bear on and Perrin Bear. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Great to be here.
I love having three people on. I love how much it adds to the conversation. So when I saw on my list that I'm like, oh, that's right. We have Susanna and Perrin on. I'm like, three people. This is going to be fun. Are you guys excited to be here?
Yeah, it's an honor. Thank you.
Or are you going like, oh God, what did we get ourselves into?
No,
we love your energy, Melissa. You are a bomb life. It's really fun.
Thank you. Well, when I saw your name pop up, and people get pitched for the show like all the time. And I saw what you do about heart rhythm meditation. Oh my God, I think my heart stopped because I was like, I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of this type of meditation before. And I have had several like heart issues and conditions, which is crazy. Like, and they still don't know why. So I'm very aware of my actual heartbeat. I have been in VTAC before. I've gone into AFib. My story is crazy, but I'm young and healthy and like, there's no reason I should have heart issues. And I have. So I am very aware of the beats and like how my heart feels. And I think that's what drew me to this so much. And I was like, I need to learn more about this. So does that scare you guys at all?
Yes, Melissa. You know, you are actually a very, very good candidate for heart rhythm meditation because the meditation that we do, we actually think heart meditation itself is a very difficult science. Difficult is because most meditations, you don't stay in your body. With heart rhythm meditation, because we say heart rhythm meditation, the heart is in the body. And so when you stay in the body, and everybody has a heart, you have something to focus on. You have something to concentrate on. You have an anchor in meditation. Most meditations don't have an anchor. And what gets very strong is all your thoughts, all your mind, or you move out of the body. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so the big difference to other meditation and heart rhythm meditation is that in heart rhythm meditation, we focus on the heart. And that brings up great advantages and some challenges.
The physical heart.
Of course, the physical heart.
Right.
That's not the imaginary heart.
Right. I think that's a really good point to make, because I think people might be like thinking, oh, we just like, you know, our heart and our happiness and our joy. No, you mean like the actual physical beat of your heart in your chest.
Yeah. When you can feel your heart beat as a tangible sensation, you know you're home. You're in your body.
I have a little story to this, the imagined heart and the real heart. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some books out, and when we brought out one of the books, Energize Your Heart, we did a big book tour, and we went to bookstores also in addition to New York City, Miami, LA, and all those great cities. Went to little bookstores, and I went to one in Tucson, Arizona, and there walks in a Buddhist monk with all his robes. The reason I knew he was a monk and Buddhist, because of his robes. And I was like, good Lord, what am I going to teach this Buddhist monk? And I thought, I'm just do what I do, and he will get what he gets. Mm-hmm. If he walks out, he walks out. Well, he stayed through my 15-minute meditation trial, right, to example. And at the end, he comes up front and says, can I thank you for this beautiful meditation? And I was like, really? And I said, well, now you have to share with me what you're thanking me for. And so he said, well, you know, I have been meditating on my heart for 30 years. I have never listened to my heartbeat. I have never listened to my real heart.
Oh, wow.
I said, so what's the difference? He said, the imagined heart does not have any pain. And I said, that's it. That's it. Thank you so much for sharing this and for experiencing that. And I said to him, it's not that easy to move from the imagined heart to the real heart. But he could feel his heartbeat. And that's what makes the big difference, because that creates the anchor. And eventually we move to this part where we feel the emotion.
Right.
You might wonder why somebody might want to actually feel pain, but it isn't because we're really wanting pain, but we want everything. We want to feel everything that we feel and not avoid and suppress and, you know, space out of a pain, which is what everybody tries to do, really. It's called dissociation, you know, to imagine somebody else is feeling the pain, not me, or some other part of me, not my. But in heart rhythm meditation, you're like integrated. You're the whole, your whole being is there, the heart, the mind, the body, everything's together. And it's held together by this rhythm of your heart.
That's incredible. And like, I don't know, are people teaching this? Like, no one talks about this. They're not teaching this in high schools, you know, and children this to like, I mean, I bet if we did a poll right now and asked everyone listening right now, like how many of you sat and actually felt and was present with the beats of your heart in your chest? No one.
Kids love this. They love to just sit and feel their heartbeat. Mm-hmm. We teach it to a lot of kids, especially Susanna's been teaching it to a lot of kids. And this is a very ancient method, actually. And its roots are Western as opposed to Eastern. You know, this is like the desert fathers of Christianity did this. So it's not a Buddhist method, but it's a Western method. And it's really good for our time, our culture, you know, our people.
How did you two get into this? How did this become what you do? Like one day just wake up and you're like, I'm going to dive into this.
Well, I should go. Well, yeah. For me, it's a long story. You know, I have been always interested in mental health. Okay. You know, I'm somebody who, you know, I come from a refugee family and felt always as an outsider. And I saw a lot of people who suffered a lot. I personally didn't suffer so much, but I thought, the world is a really strange place, and you see a lot of alcoholics, addicts, and people who are really suffering very badly. And I wanted to know that. I studied clinical psychology and was very disappointed how clinical psychology deals with people's problems. I left the field and did something very different, moved into acting. To deal with emotions, in acting, you have to deal with emotions.
Yes, ma'am. And I do that as well. I'm like, oh, I understand what you're saying.
You do?
Yeah.
Very good, yes. So, well, that brought me to New York City, of all the places. And that's really where I lost it, because I didn't have the language, I didn't have the culture, I didn't have friends, didn't have family. So I really, really pushed myself into an exposed place. And, you know, I did not do well mentally, emotionally, physically, not well. And I find this is like a real great test for oneself. And this is where I found, through a friend whom I was teaching German, he was an opera singer. He said, you have to meet my teacher. I'm like, I'm sick and tired of teachers. I have had so many teachers in my life, not another one. He said, try this one. And I went and went into the big hall where he was teaching, and I saw him, and I knew that was my teacher. And everything changed instantly, you know, and it was the atmosphere. But then later on, to move further, then I wanted to teach that. He actually asked us at one point to teach us, to start a school and teach, and I had to. And this guy is an incredible teacher, Peter Lyadinette Kant. And then I should teach this? I cannot teach this, what he taught. And so we had to find the method, which actually was described by his father. And that is heart rhythm meditation, to really listen to your heart, connect breath with heart. And I could teach that. I went to nurseries, I went to elementary school, to colleges, to churches, to name it. I was there. I thought the whole world needs to learn that. And children, you know, you put them in a circle, put a candle in the middle, and they just tell you everything, what goes on in their home, how they feel about their dad. Or they say, I'm so happy, I love to eat mac and cheese. And in the morning, they tell you this. Their hearts are so open and vulnerable. And when they come to a certain age, like 6, 7, their hearts close down. And all they get is the development of the mind for the rest of their lives. And they become ashamed of how they feel, and they don't share the secrets, what goes on anymore. That's how the alcohol culture works. Mm-hmm. And so the heart is really like a breakthrough. You know, when you really listen to your heart and become vulnerable and you share what goes on, you break through all the rules of the culture.
Oh, my God. And it's possible. Like, I love how you're like, we're talking about this and sharing, like, this is possible. That openness, again, it's like, we can do it. We're capable of that.
We want to help people change, really transform, actually. Transformation is change with a direction, you know, not just change something, but change with an intention. And it requires two things. It requires a vision of who you want to be and the power to make the change. And that comes from the heart. The heart is courageous. It's not just soft and fuzzy, you know, it's powerful. It's courageous, like a sun in your middle of your chest, and can turn it on. In fact, you can actually emit light from your heart, visible light. We did a test of this with a photon counter, a very incredibly sensitive and expensive machine that can actually count photons. We got really dark, and I was sitting there. I had to be naked because fabric gives off light.
Yeah.
It doesn't really create any. It just stores it up and sends it out. After a while, it dies out. And so I'm sitting there with this machine that's minus 20 degrees because it's a cryogenic machine. And it's counting photons. It got down to 20 photons a second, which is darker than outer space. I mean, that's really, really dark. A photon is like same energy as an electron, you know, so it's like nothing.
Okay.
And then I turned on the heart rhythm meditation. Energy started pouring out of my heart. And light that the machine could read came out of my
heart,
out of my chest. I wasn't satisfied with the consistency of it until I thought of a person who needed healing. And I imagined this person in front of me. And that stimulation of somebody in need, somebody who needs some light, that made me respond. And the light started streaming out, and I got 100,000 photons a second, which is visible. It's actually two orders of magnitude beyond the visible threshold. So this is visible light that people can learn to do. And while that's useful for healing, because actually that is the essence of healing, it's more than that, because it changes your sense of yourself. You know, if you walk around with this feeling that you have light pouring out of your chest, you know, it just, there's no fear. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a
right,
great optimism results.
It was actually that he sent this energy to a little boy who was really sick. You know, we stayed with these people, and when he sent that energy to that little boy, the light was readable. You know,
my gosh.
Yeah.
It just like, I literally am like getting chills as you're telling this story.
Yeah.
For like so many reasons. It's just like incredible. But I don't think people realize the power that human has in the human mind and heart. And it just, I love talking about this because I am so aware of my heart and the beating. And I know what it feels like to lay there and not know, is my heart going to make it through the night? Oh my God, it makes me like get choked up. Yeah, I've laid there and like, please God, don't let me die.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. So here's an exercise you can do when you're laying in bed and you feel your heart, which is a wonderful thing to do. I mean, and that's, I'm glad you can do that. Now, see if you can notice that the heartbeat, it can be felt outside your skin. Because your heart is creating a magnetic field, you see, right? Every time it beats, that's an electrical impulse, and that creates a pulse of magnetic energy.
Okay.
And heartbeat after heartbeat creates waves of energy, and that creates a huge field all around you, which is not limited to the skin. It goes right out into the room, fills the room. And so the whole room actually has this field in it, and the field pulsates with your heartbeat.
Oh my God.
Heartbeat is
I'm like envisioning this right now. Like,
yeah. So first you imagine it, and then you find that you can feel it. You can feel that you're surrounded by a space that's charged with pulse.
And what is that good for?
What is that good for? That makes you realize how great you are.
Right.
How big you are and how much influence you have.
How big you are. Yes.
But like, you know, Melissa, what I pick up when I listen to you about your nights with your heartbeat, I have the feeling there's actually fear in there.
Oh, sure.
And you say, I wonder if I get through the night, you know, so what would be, I mean, I think what Puran says, I mean, this, you know, this way of feeling your heartbeat all around you and outside of you really makes your heart very wide, and you might be able to go back to sleep, but at the same time, I would be very curious, you know, if we focus on our heart, it's like, because the heart speaks. If you ask your heart, heart, what would you like to share with me? You know, to really start very simple conversations with your heart. You know, you can put your hand on your heart and breathe, breathe slow, deep, and full as much as you can, a very calm, rhythmic, deep breath. And when you do that, what happens is you can start listening to your heart because you give your heart attention and energy. Attention comes through by saying, heart, what would you like to share with me? That's the attention your heart wants. And the energy comes from the breath. Do you see? That way you connect like two clocks.
You're connecting the two, yeah.
Two major clocks within your whole biosystem. It's the heart and the breath. And the breath, you can regulate. The heart, you can't regulate. The heart just goes either
right.
fast or slow, or it has a steady rhythm. And that is good. The heart needs to be flexible. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when the heart is anxious and has anxiety, it goes faster.
Yes.
But we can find out why, and we can calm down our heart with the breath. We're making it slow, deep, and full. The heart goes like, oh, I can handle that. Your problems don't go all away. You have to deal with your problems.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart has shared with you. You don't have a boyfriend. You don't have enough money. You need to take care of your mother. You know, messages sure. like this you get from your heart. And then you have to work on that. But your heart comes down, becomes harmonious again when you listen, when you get its message.
Oh, my God. I love this. Yeah. And that message is, it's something we ignore. Like, people aren't open. And that's why I'm hoping, like, this episode, that people stop and pause and listen to this and learn how to receive that message and what it's telling you. And with my own, there has been times where, because it will go out of whack and, like, the top chamber won't push the bottom chamber. And now I'm good. And they actually had to go up and inside my heart. And I had to be awake for it. And that was kind of crazy. And they did an ablation. So they were looking for the spots inside my heart while I was awake, and they would burn. They had to burn and find the parts that weren't firing right.
Familiar, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And you had to be awake for it. So, because if they put me to sleep too much, everything would just calm down, and then they wouldn't be able to figure out.
I don't see anything, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then you lay flat, like you cannot move because you have a direct line from your femoral artery, like right up to your heart, because that's where they go in. So I just had to lay there. And I remember just laying there, and I don't think I've ever been more connected with my heart in that moment. So I'm looking forward to learn how to use meditation and get connected again, because that was a moment where I was like feeling every beat, and it worked. And I just remember laying there for 24 hours and just feeling every beat and connecting with my whole body and just telling myself, like, this worked. You are healed. You are going to be fine. And I have been. I had it 10 years ago, and I've only had like one major episode since then for 10 years. And they said that it might last you 5. And I'm like, nope, we're going for 20. So it just, this.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.
Speaks to me that this message and what you're saying and this energy, like everything right now between us, like it just, it speaks to my heart. I get it.
Heart rhythm meditation will help you, I think, because it'll help you maintain that rhythm. Mm. See, the essence of our method is simply this. You breathe in time with your heartbeat. So you breathe in for 8 heartbeats and breathe out for 8 heartbeats.
You might start with a lower count.
You might start with 6.
Okay.
But 8 is a better number. It has to do with something very scientific. There's a lot of science in our method.
Really?
It's full of research. I mean, we've done a lot of research on it. We had a research paper done recently. It turns out it's the best method for increasing vagal tone. Have you heard of vagal tone?
I mean, I've heard of like the vagus nerve and all of that, but not vagal tone. Right.
So the vagus nerve is real important because it delivers the slowdown signal.
Okay.
All parts of your body, including the heart, but everything else too, digestion and
everything.
Everything. Right. So the vagal tone is the efficiency of the vagus nerve, how well it's doing at delivering the slowdown message. And you can increase vagal tone by a number of things. Yoga does it and different exercises, but this method is the best method for increasing vagal tone. And vagal tone gives you stress resilience. The research shows that the more vagal tone you have, the more you're able to handle stressful situations.
Okay.
Like children who have parents who fight, sometimes they're really whacked out by that, terribly upset by it. And some children are able to handle that. You know, it has to do with how much vagal tone they have. And when in the stress we have in life, in our businesses, in our work, you can handle stress if you have high vagal tone. You get vagal tone by breathing in a way that increases the effect on the vagus nerve. And this is the method for that.
Okay.
And so it's just what I said very short, briefly, you know, it's breathing slow, deep, and full. And you can see when you try to do that, that our emotions, you know, when you breathe slow, full, and deep, you can do it for some time. And all of a sudden, you're like, I have to do this. No, this goes on. And you get interrupted. And the skill is by staying with it, to say, I take this 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, or 20 minutes, and I'm just going to commit myself to this kind of breathing. And that has a big effect on the heart. It calms down the physical, emotional, and even the spiritual heart. Because our outer environment, I mean, especially in today's world, right? We get every day this news, what goes on, what changed.
I know.
Do we have world war, nuclear war?
I know.
All this craziness, right? And how can you sit still with this?
Mm-hmm.
This is actually what all meditation asks for. But in most meditation, you don't have an anchor that you can focus on that holds you. And here you have two, breath and heart. So you start slowly to see how my breathing goes and connect it with the heartbeat. And then there are, you know, the breath is always longer. I always like to think of music. You know, there is the breath that you can modulate. It's like a violin.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart is like a drum. And then there is the body that holds you, because very often we become very fidgety.
Yeah,
and that shows all the emotion and the nervous system, this fidgetiness. And you say, oh, and over time you realize all this. And then there's also the mind. You know, the mind does not go away when you do heart rhythm meditation. You focus very strongly and it feels like mind control, but the thoughts still come in.
Right.
And there we have a lot of different practices that you can change. We have, for example, a breath where you will teach inhalation and exhalation. And then we have this breath where you inhale and then you hold your breath. and you hold your breath for twice as long as you inhale or exhale. So that breath gives you energy, and you hold your breath all the way down in your abdomen, and you breathe like this for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, and you are energized, much better than with any coffee or any other of those kind of stimulants. And you're fully energized and ready to go and feel actually very calm and can concentrate and be able to.
Right.
Those are meditation practices that are very easy to do and really, really life-changing.
Hey, Bomb Life fam, I have a question for you. Are you the kind of person who crushes it at work, shows up for your family, checks off every to-do list, but when it comes to your fitness, your energy, and your confidence, it feels like something's missing? You might be doing the workouts, listening to all the right podcasts. I mean, you are listening to this one. But deep down, you know you're just kind of going through the motions and you're done playing small in this area of life. That's exactly why I created Fit Mind Coaching, my private one-on-one program for high-achieving women and men who are ready to level up. This isn't just another fitness plan. This is about building the body and the mindset to match the life you're working so damn hard for. Because success in business means nothing if you're hiding in hoodies, avoiding mirrors, or dragging through your day with zero energy, or showing up on Zoom meetings feeling good from the chest up, but praying no one ever sees what's going on below the screen. We're talking about fat loss, muscle building, and real confidence that bleeds into every area of your life, your boardroom, your bedroom, and your parenting. You want it all? Good. You should have it all. Let's go. Click the link in the show notes and book your free call with me today. Let's build the strongest, most confident version of you inside and out. You're ready for more, and I'm ready to show you how. Back to the show. I'm so glad we're getting this message out because I think, you know, in today's world, like, people aren't slowing down and doing this. They're not relying on their breath for energy. Like, what you're saying right now is probably so foreign to people. And they're going, I go, I eat, I pick up the kids, I get home, I make dinner, I'm cleaning up, like, you know, and then it's bedtime and this and sports, and no one is just here. And I think this is like,
very often in today's world, move very easily into hyperventilation, you know,
yes,
kind of too fast breath, mm-hmm, that we have. And it all comes from the outer environment and from the buildup, you know, where is it all going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And the breath can really help this, you know, when you move it slow, deep and full, but you have to connect it with the heart, because the heart actually holds all the emotions that we ever, all the experiences that we ever had, are held in the heart.
Mm.
And when we give the heart energy and attention, the heart, all its own wounds heals. That is the magic of the heart.
Wow. Okay. So,
you seem very athletic, Melissa, and I love that you're fit and healthy. And this is something I think that is good for athletes. You know, you've heard of people shooting baskets better by sitting and thinking of shooting baskets,
right?
Things like that. But the other thing that's really helpful is breath work. We want to actually increase the lung capacity. The technical term for lung capacity is vital capacity. Mm-hmm. And you know, the lungs, like my lungs, hold about 5 liters of air.
Okay.
It depends on the size of your body, of course, mm-hmm, but for an adult person, it's about right. But when we breathe unconsciously, we only breathe 0.5 liter. So your lungs are like this, and you're breathing like this.
So shallow.
It's a shallow breath. And that corresponds to how much of yourself are you willing to change. Mm. And so this says, I don't want to change anything. I just want to get, you know, subsist and sustain. And we want to breathe like this. And yeah, that is a lot of change, you know, a lot of things moving, mm-hmm, energy's moving. And when you do that a lot, the actual capacity of your lungs increases, which is great for sports.
Yep.
You know, so you have more usable lung capacity.
Mm-hmm. And this movement that Puran makes is not done here in the chest. It's done down with the abdominal muscles. It's the muscles below the diaphragm muscle.
Okay.
Because those muscles you can contract when you exhale and really expand when you inhale. So this is where the movement of the breath is. This is how you get to a deep breath. It's not up here when you breathe. Actually, there's no movement like this going on.
Right.
if you sit very still, and that way, when you do this deep full breath with this movement, that's actually where the vagal nerve gets activated, because the vagal nerve goes really from the brainstem up into the eyes, through all the organs, lungs, heart, stomach, the intestines, the sexual organs. You see, all the way down, all that gets massaged with this breath. So this is the secret of heart rhythm meditation.
Why don't we know this? Why aren't we taught this?
We need to get the secret out, right,
we
Melissa?
Do. Like, okay, tell me about your app, Breath and Heart app.
Can it's called Breath and Heart. It's for both the iPhone and the Android, and it's free. And it has I don't know, 200 meditations in there, all about the heart. It's all the same method, basically, different versions of it. And it has, in the iPhone version, it has a instrument that measures your heart rate variability. So you can put your finger on the camera lens, and it picks up your pulse.
Oh my gosh!
The camera picks up the change in color of your finger every time there's a pulse, and then it graphs this thing called heart rate variability. Now the heart rate should not be a flat line; it should change as you breathe. The heart responds to the breath.
Yeah.
And if the heart's not responding to the breath, then it's always the same, and that's not good. The heart should go slightly faster, slightly slower, slightly faster, slightly slower every time you breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called variability. It's a good thing. We want to actually increase that.
So this app is completely free. You go in there, and there's a library. Now, how would you search something? Is it based on like stress or like what you want to get out of a meditation? Like how would I know which one to
get out of a meditation?
Yeah.
Well, so there's physical effects, as we've been talking about, which we haven't even mentioned all of them, but there's a lot of physical effects. But then there's all these emotional effects, and there's mental effects, because it helps you, the meditation helps you concentrate. See, one of the problems with, like, when people say, well, I'm trying to meditate, I'm trying to stop my mind, or, No. We're not trying to shut down anything. We want to turn on things. And especially we want to turn on the heart, not turn off the mind. And because when the heart's in charge, the mind is not a problem.
Yeah.
We have this slogan that says, you never have to remind the lover to think of the beloved. That shows you how concentration is automatic and easy when you're in love.
Yeah.
Right? So if you love something, you think of it easily. So now imagine if you love your heart, it's very easy to think of it. It's very easy to think of your body, you know, as a beautiful, wonderful body, if you love it. And so you hold your concentration, and then you have the tangible sensation of your heartbeat that really allows you to focus. And like Susanna says, it's the anchor.
Yes. See, and there are levels to this meditation, right? I mean, we hinted several times towards this, right? First, we teach people how to breathe. You know, this is always the big surprise for people, because we breathe all the time. We can't live without breathing, right? Mm-hmm. Or we cannot live without the heart. But in order to really deal with the emotion, this is why people avoid the heart. You know, you ask all the time, why do we don't know this? Why don't we do this? Because emotions is the hardest thing for people to deal with. This is what I learned in mental health.
Yeah.
If people would know how to learn to deal with their emotions, we wouldn't have heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
All the heart diseases come from emotions, actually. Yeah. Do you see? So to learn how to deal with emotions, we need a deep, strong, full breath and the connection to the heart. The heart tells you what it wants attention with. And that's where we bring that energy then to. And so this is where you need that full, strong breath, that when the emotions come up and your heart shares with you, you need to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like past stories, but sometimes it's future stories, how we are afraid of the future. In today's world, tell me, how many people are not afraid of the future, what goes on?
Right.
And so when the heart brings that up, you need to breathe into that, and you need to create a belief system that holds you. You know, this is what has to do with the ideal that we hold within ourselves. Who are we really, and why are we here in this world? Those are the big essential questions that are very hard for people to avoid. And we just live in this world of consume and advertising and all this, you know, which we do too. You know, we don't live in a cave or something. We enjoy life fully. But you have to have a bottom line philosophy that holds you, which holds the heart. We call it the culture of the heart.
Mm.
And the culture of the heart is very different than this culture that is running out there, because it's first of all caring about yourself, about your own health, about your own heart, about mm-hmm. your own philosophy. And you care about your relationship to yourself. The relationship to yourself. How do I take care of myself? What do I think? And
right.
how? And then our relationship to others. You see. And then the third thing is, what is our relationship to our work? What kind of work do people do? And what do we love to do in this life? And the big question is, how do we contribute to the whole? Do we ever get to that part? Or do we just struggle our whole life with paying our rent and having a job? This is today's problems. And we know that very, very well. But to go through all these stages, and last not least, you know, what is my spirit? You know, we all know we have a spirit, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here. And who is that? And what is that spirit? And how does it function and work? And so, and all that is held in the heart.
And I love that,
love you, Melissa.
I'm like, oh my God. And I love that this is like a platform. This is a tool and a platform. Everything that you guys are teaching, your books, your app, everything we're learning right now, it's a platform for us to use to achieve all of this.
That's right.
You know, and I dive in so much. I connect fitness and health with self-love and self-worth. And
people
don't realize that. People are like, just tell me how to work out. Just tell me how to eat. You know, they're just like, and I'm like, no, what's going on in here and in here? And they don't see, like, well, if you don't think that you're worth this workout, it'll just be punishment to you, or you just won't even show up because you don't even see your worth connected to it. I love that this is something like I can incorporate too, even with my clients, to open up that heart, that self-love, to help them show up for themselves.
Now, I want to mention something that's good for people that don't have enough time to work out and exercise. There's still things they can do. There's a problem in the blood flow called anemia. It has to do with the red blood cells. Sometimes under stress, they lose their magnetism. Now, the red blood cell is shaped like a dinner plate, you know, it's flat.
Uh-huh.
And it has a magnetic field that keeps it away from other red blood cells. They bounce off each other normally. But under stress, the red blood cell loses its magnetism. And they stick to others instead of bouncing. And they pile up like a stack of plates. And then they can't get through the capillaries. So it leads to anemia. So the red blood cell, which has the oxygen in it that every cell needs, if it can't deliver that oxygen, you know, you have anemia. You have tiredness. And so tiredness comes from stress by this method. You see, the red blood cells lose their magnetism. And then they can't get through the capillaries and efficiently. And they can't deliver the oxygen. So we saw this under a microscope. We saw this, in a laboratory, we saw very high magnetization of that. We could see the individual cells and we could see them all clumped together. And the doctor who showed us this says, oh, I know this all the time. When I see this, I put people on a 3-month special diet and that usually fixes it. And I said, well, let's see what happens if we meditate. We meditated for 5 minutes. We looked at the red blood cells again with a new blood sample. And they were all swimming around separately because they all got magnetized. And it's this meditation, because you're thinking of your heart and you're sending this breath into your heart, somehow it re-magnetizes the cells. And then they float easily instead of clumping up. So that clumping is called agglutination. Terrible word. Agglutination is the red blood cells getting all stuck together. Okay. And it's the cause of anemia. So you undo it by thinking of your heart while you breathe.
You want to hear something crazy? Just to tell you even more craziness about me. 3 years ago, I think it's been about 2, I found out I was severely anemic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, to the point where they're like, if you got into a car accident and like were cut or, you know, something, you need to let your children know or your family know, because I could bleed out. Like, it was that bad. And they couldn't figure out why. I also, now that you're talking, what had a lot of stress going on in my life at that time.
It eats you up.
Yeah. And I think it was. And I was going, I you know, figuring out life after a divorce. I've, you know, left a 17-year marriage. I have 3 girls, had to figure out life on my own now. And yeah, so everything that you're saying, I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, I actually just had an appointment the other day and the doctor said, you don't belong here anymore. I was at my hematologist and they were like, you have reversed this. They're like,
hey, good.
I know, right? And they're like, this is actually pretty rare. We don't see people. Usually people get lazy and they come in here and they just need infusions for the rest of their life. And I've been like actively working on my stress levels and calming and, you know, just all of it. And then even just adding in different things. You two are too cute. Why are you looking at each other and giggling?
Well, I love your story. And I'm amazed. You know, you are a real amazing woman that you could get on your feet again, because these are such, stress can really eat you up. And especially what you're talking about, this emotional stress, going through divorce and trying to figure out your life with your kids. I mean, for women today, I mean, we have great, great opportunities as women, but the stress levels we have to go through are just unreal, unreal. And you did it. I mean, Melissa, you are an incredible woman. There's probably a lot that we can learn from you too.
But well, we're familiar with the divorce thing. We were both divorced 40 years ago. And we've been together for 40 years now. I'm 80 now, and so half of my life I've been with Susanna.
Oh, so there's hope. There's hope I can find my partner.
Oh, you will.
Oh, yeah.
You will.
There's still time. Yeah. Okay, tell me about your two books really quick. Living from the Heart and Energizing Your Heart. They're both obviously different. Start with the first one. Tell me a little bit about Living from the Heart and why this book was so important to come out.
Well, it lays out the basic method of why we breathe through the heart. And
okay, so this is the first one we should get. This is the basic one that we should get first and listen to or read.
I think it's good. It has a lot of nice stories in it as well. And it's a real instructional book. You know, you can follow it and do what it says and you'll get it. The second book has more, Energize Your Heart, has more about the energy field. Mm-hmm. And what I was talking about, this big field that comes out of your heart, that your heart radiates, this energy field.
Okay.
And it goes in 3 dimensions. It's all around you, but it's not uniform. In some areas it goes further than others. So it has different shapes. And the shape of the magnetic field indicates everything about you, really. It comes from your basic attitude towards life, your personality, your energy state. So it's you. It's a description of you, the shape of this field. It could be more to the right, more to the left, more forward. And we analyze all that in this book.
Okay. I love this. You guys, you have to get out and get these books. Are they on Audible or are they just paperback?
No, we have Audible versions of them. Yeah.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah.
They are actually on the app as well, those books.
And yeah, you can go to the app and just get the book and it'll, you know, it's...
You can listen on the app.
I'm so excited for this, you guys. You have no idea. I'm so excited. It has been such a pleasure to have you two on. I hope you come back again. I cannot wait to dive in to everything that you guys offer. I think this is great. And I think this is one of those episodes that people will listen to and go, oh my God, my life wasn't the same after I listened to that, listened to them talk about that, learned about the potential that our body, our mind, and our heart has. And I think this is perfect for me personally, just to hear this in my life right now. And because Susanna had asked me before we started if I meditate, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, I do, but that being grounded and just not having something tangible to hold on to during that meditation, because my brain is just like all over the place. And I try really hard, but connecting my heart to it, I think this is exactly what I needed at this moment in my life.
Yeah, it gives you focus. And the other thing about the other problem with meditation people often have is they kind of go to sleep, kind of just nod off.
Yes.
That's because there's not enough breath. So if you don't breathe deeply, then breathing is a whole lot like the sleepy breath. Mm-hmm. And we counter the sleepy breath by breathing deeply and a lot, you know, deep and slow. So you're not going to go to sleep in heart rhythm meditation. You're going to be awake, relaxed awake. It's a special state of relaxed alertness.
Oh, I mean, you know, Melissa, you're an amazing woman. What you all have gone through with your heart already, you know, having had an ablation and having had anemia, and, you know, you have a very strong emotional life and you have a brilliant mind and you mastered it all probably with workout, because when you do workouts and really work hard, you get your breath going.
Yes.
What I see, what people, and I don't think you do this, but what I see, what people do a lot, they have their headphones on and listen to God knows what. And that is very contra, what is it called? Doesn't help your heart.
Counterintuitive.
Productive.
Yeah.
And the question one needs to ask yourself, why don't I want to listen to my heart? That is the big question. Mm-hmm. And the heart holds your best secrets, and the heart holds all the healing and all the transformation you need. You know, there's one thing which we know from the Egyptian traditions. You know, our work goes all the way through all the different traditions. We actually include them all in our meditations.
Oh, I love that.
But the Egyptian had this beautiful metaphor where the god Ma'at, you know, who was this incredible being, it's actually a female being who is the god of the underworld and knows all of the life sources, has, when you pass from this life, has this huge scale. And on the one side of the scale, she puts the heart. And then the other scale, on the other side, a feather. And if your heart is as light as a feather, you go on to eternal bliss.
Oh, I love that.
But if your heart is heavy, mm-hmm. heavier than a feather, your heart will be thrown to the crocodile and will be eaten by the crocodile. So I think that's a great metaphor to
yes.
make you wake up and which way to go. And the question is, how do I make my heart light?
Mm-hmm.
That is the beautiful, wonderful question.
I love that.
When is my heart heavy? Because that's such a beautiful metaphor. And that's what we talk about too in the Energize Your Heart. What makes my heart heavy? And what weighs on me? You know, can I forgive people? Can I hold them? Can mm-hmm. I talk to the strange people and be close to them? You know, mm-hmm. what pushes me? What annoys me? All
right.
those kinds of things are in the heart.
I love this. That
and your heart remembers the purpose of your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
That's
need to write
really
that down.
Important to us.
We need to
Everybody
write that
has
down.
A purpose. Everybody has a purpose, and it's stored in your heart. It's like stamped into your heart when your heart was built. And it remembers that always. It remembers it always. But we cover it up, you know, and then you have to find it again.
And you have to find it. And this is how we can do it. This
yes.
is right here. It's how we can do it. Oh, my God. You guys were absolutely wonderful. This was such a gift to have
you
on the
thank
show.
Thank you so much. You're doing great work, and we're really happy to be here.
This was amazing. Where can people find you? What is like your website? Are you guys on social media?
Yeah. We are on all the social Perfect. Media sites. This is what Stacy does, Melissa.
I love this. iamheart.org/gift. Oh, my God.
And there is the access point on there, you know, the sign for the app and our books. And then we have every week, we have 7 teachers live online for an hour. They teach daily meditation at different times. So you have to find what time zone you're in and what works for you and find your favorite teacher. But every day, free meditation. So that's
perfect.
We try to please people with what we do and get into it.
Well, and you're removing excuses. No excuses, because there's a way to make it work. We can read. We can listen to you guys. We can get the app. We can put this into our life and start practicing it. Oh, Susanna Perron, this is incredible. Thank you so much for being on here. Thank you for being a guiding light in all the work that you do. This is a pleasure. And I hope you guys come back. I hope we have you on
again. Yes, we'd love to.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time. The Bomb Life Podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insight. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.